USA News. I'm John Schaefer. House Republicans have passed a bill today to increase the nation's debt ceiling while cutting federal government spending. And while that legislation has no prospect of becoming law, GOP leaders hope it will help force negotiations with Democrats. The bill has no chance of passage in the Senate, and even if it did, President Biden said he'd veto it. Biden and Democrats want a clean bill to raise the debt ceiling that has no impact on federal spending. President Biden, addressing the age-old question of his age, is insisting he's not too old to run for re-election. Biden, who's 80, said Americans can decide for themselves if they think his age is an issue.
One of the things that people are going to find out, they're going to see a race, and they're going to judge whether or not I have or don't have it.
He said he feels good and is excited about the prospects of a second term and has vowed to serve an entire 4 years if re-elected. Someone who'd like to challenge Biden in 2024 is former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who formally announced he's running for the Republican nomination for president.
This campaign is about courage. It is about making the tough decisions to rebuild our economy, to give peace a chance through America's strength, and to renew the American spirit of freedom.
In his announcement in Bentonville today, Hutchinson said he's running so Republicans have an alternative to Donald Trump. Last year was a deadly one when it comes to active shooters. The FBI says there were more casualties from active shooters in 2022 than in the previous 4 years. New data released by the agency today counted 313 casualties in 50 active shooter incidents. That includes 100 deaths. There was a meeting today between Hunter Biden's legal team and Justice Department prosecutors. The meeting reportedly involved potential charges related to tax filings from the president's son and an illegal firearm purchase. Hunter Biden is being investigated by the Delaware U.S. Attorney's Office. This is USA News.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
The U.S. and South Korea have reached an agreement regarding the use of nuclear weapons. President Biden appearing outside the White House with South Korea's president.
Our mutual defense treaty is ironclad, and that includes our commitment to extended deterrence. That includes the nuclear deterrent.
Under the agreement, South Korea will not pursue its own nuclear program, and the U.S. will have the final decision on whether or not to use a nuclear weapon. A hearing today on Capitol Hill dealing with a proposed ban of what are called pistol braces. Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee grilling the head of the ATF about recent mass shootings.
The shooter who killed 9 people and injured 17 in Dayton used an AR-15 with stabilizing brace. Is that correct?
My understanding is that is correct.
New rules would require gun owners to register pistols with stabilizing braces, putting them in the same category as machine guns. It's a move that Republican Congressman Chip Roy says is unconstitutional.
To say to someone who had a lawful product for the entire time they've had it, to now say that it is unlawful, that is something that the Fifth Circuit is very well going to look at.
Last week, the Judiciary Committee passed a resolution to block the new rules. Record snowfall over the winter is now melting, putting millions of Americans in danger of flooding. In California, Yosemite National Park will be closing Friday in anticipation of the large snowmelt. The Mississippi River in Wisconsin is forecast to crest just over 16 feet this week, its third highest ever. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.